My visual programming week. I get to test fast AI this week. I used 90% of it, but only finished 10% of the program I was working on. Human-made programs that took years to develop will absolutely take weeks to recode with AI. So today's fast AI is fast in the order of weeks. Maybe some are days fast. I'll retry next year. I spent my week working on a visual programming language again. I invented a logic-free programming style, too. Here, all the loops, ifs, splits, and joins are deep inside actions beneath the visual language. I just finished a manifesto for it so that other AIs can follow. Think of it as an office environment. People need forms, and they create forms. My programs need files, and they create more files. No ifs or buts, no confusion either. I had an opportunity to make the most powerful language, and I made the most minimalist one. Of course, this day and age, you can't just make a program. My very pretty now visual programming language is just a code example. It lives in a little directory that belongs to a large autonomous programming system. Except I don't let it think too much. It must follow procedures and use specific tools. It is a procedural intelligence. The thinking part is just magical glue. Every tool comes with mean validators. I would like to replace AI here with a tiny little thing that almost does not think. I'm building this AI in the opposite direction of what others are doing. Last time I checked, the source code for my visual programming language is just 600 lines of XML and no actual programming code. Most of this is Iodine, my user interface library. And the real magic is Gizmosis, the custom programming language I designed for it. I really don't understand how people get to name their languages. My language named itself, and I wouldn't want to be in the same room with people like that. The visual programming language can run static, without any special servers, too. I'm really pushing it as a portable system that also makes a pretty good product. My autonomous agent is just about to gain the ability to acquire my video card. This is something all of my AI programs participate in. They acquire my little video card and make others queue. When they are done using it, they release it. Other than the fastest AI in the world being slow in the order of weeks and missing some colors in my buttons because the agent began investigating phantom variables, a real problem, but fixed through procedure, not AI inventions. AI is absolutely incredible and an impossible teacher. When learning programming, you have to be choosy, because you can't possibly learn it all. But today, with precise answers being a question away, I find myself learning the things I never had time for. As a result, I'm thinking about creating a modern, broker-free, peer-to-peer message queue. The first thing I would do is create a visual designer to capture all the messaging patterns in the most minimalist way possible.